Imagine being sued for defamation just for asking someone for ID or for quietly refusing a suspicious €50 note. That's the reality facing retailers across Ireland today, according to Neil McDonnell, CEO of the Irish Small and Medium Enterprises Association, ISME. From shopkeepers to pharmacists, he said staff are being threatened with legal action for doing nothing more than their jobs. He believes the new defamation amendment bill, now reaching its final stages in the Senate, does little to protect them. Neil, you've described this bill as a retreat rather than a reform. Can you explain what you mean by that?
Yes, thanks, Martin. What we're saying in that is, you know, we've lived with the current Defamation Act since 2009. It was meant to address failings that the European Court of Human Rights had flagged to Ireland. First of all, was the amount of money been handed out in damages, but secondly, it was the nature of some of the proceedings been taken against people, and also the failure of our law to protect freedom of expression, which isn't just, it's actually a right under the Irish Constitution as well as the European Convention on Human Rights. So when we saw the outline scheme of this bill in 2023, it had a protection for something called transient retail defamation. And that is, you know, asking someone to show a receipt or saying to someone, you know, did you forget to go to the checkout? That wouldn't constitute a defamatory statement. But that section has been removed. It's one of a number of failings of this current bill. But in particular, that one matters to a vast number of retail operations, hospitality, hotels and so on. It's really important to them, and it's not addressed in this bill, or rather it's addressed in a way that will not protect businesses.
And just to elaborate on that then, you said retailers are facing defamation threats over things as simple as asking for ID or refusing suspicious notes. Can you give us an example of how that plays out in real life?
Yeah, for example, one of the issues referred to in our piece in the Irish Times yesterday was from a bar owner where a member of staff challenged someone for ID who looked to them to be underage, and before they served them, they asked for ID. They couldn't produce ID, so they weren't served. They were seen later drinking alcohol. They were refunded the price of the alcohol they were drinking and told they couldn't have it. And they and that person and three family members subsequently sued that business for defamation. So that was four defamation claims against the business. The business won that case when they defended it in the circuit court, but they were immediately subject to a high court appeal and they settled for €27,000.
Okay, and you've said many businesses now choose not to challenge shoplifters because of legal risk. That sounds a little bit extreme. Is that really the advice they're being given?
It is, unfortunately, and I've been at training for retailers where lawyers are advising them on how to deal with this, and they're saying, look, there's nothing on the shelf in your shop that's worth €7,000 to €10,000. So if you see someone taking it, if you didn't actually witness them taking it, if there's any doubt or if it's not covered by CCTV, the chances are you're going to have a defamation claim against you, which is going to cost you far more than the goods are worth. So advise the person that they are barred from coming back to your shop. If they ask you why, don't tell them why, because that statement could be defamatory. Just refuse them future access and tell them that they'll be treated as trespassers if they return. So that's where legally most retailers are now. If they do happen to stop someone or ask to see a receipt, they are running the risk of a defamation claim. And that is, you know, that's not merely a weekly occurrence. That occurs several times per week in stores in Ireland. The practice is absolutely rife at the moment.
And some senators did point to an expanded qualified privilege defence in the new bill. Is that not enough?
Absolutely not. I mean, unfortunately, and I'm glad you brought that up, because that has been utterly misrepresented as the cure to what's happening now. We wrote back to the senators when that was stated this week as, you know, a positive feature in the bill that's before the Senate at the moment. And ironically, another retailer won a case against someone on a qualified privilege basis. The problem is, and that was just last week, the problem is that the people who take it to court, our retailers are winning those cases already on qualified privilege. The problem is it costs them between 20 and 30,000 euro to win those cases, and they never recover those costs from the plaintiffs. Our system allows these rubbish cases in the door. Once you're on the floor of the circuit court, you're incurring legal costs, and you'll never get those costs back. So there's an inherent injustice in saying to retailers, oh no, we've expanded the qualified privilege. We don't want an expanded qualified privilege, because our retailers are winning those cases now. We want those cases to stop getting in there in the first place. It's inherently unjust that they're given right of audience in a court, and it doesn't happen in other European countries.
And just on that point, you kind of alluded to it earlier, and you just mentioned it there, Ireland's defamation rate is dramatically higher than England and Wales. What's driving that?
Again, we think it is the ease with which someone can raise an allegation of defamation. You don't have to demonstrate that any harm has been caused to your reputation, which is a problem the British addressed years ago. So in the 2023 court's figures for both Britain and Ireland are available. In England and Wales, they had 250 defamation cases. In Ireland, we had 360. Now, they are cases in the courts. We know there are many, many more, many thousands more cases that are settled simply on the transaction of legal documents and emails without a court hearing. So pro rata, or per capita to our population, Ireland has 19 times the rate of defamation claims that England and Wales has. It is absolutely ridiculous. The European Commission has cottoned on to it. They know what's happening is an injustice. And what we're saying to our senators is, this bill is not going to stop that.
And what should they do? What would you like to see them do before it reaches its final stage?
Well, two things. The first is that we want to reinstate what was already meant to go on that bill in 2023, a thing called transient retail defamation, where it's not that you have a qualified privilege, but the actual definition of the tort of defamation excludes being asked for a receipt, or did you go to the till, or I'm very sorry, I can't accept that 50 euro note because it didn't pass the little UV test. We need those specifically excluded as defamatory statements, so that you won't be allowed into the court in the first place. There's no point in telling someone who can defend these cases already on qualified privilege, we've done something great for you, when that's patent nonsense. So we need these excluded from getting into a court in the first place.
Okay, that was Neil MacDonald, CEO of ISME, the Irish Small and Medium Enterprises Association. Neil, thanks so much for joining
us. Thanks very much, Martin.
Thank you.